The number of motorcycle deaths nationally is on a six-year upswing, and motorcycle fatalities in Wisconsin so far this year are about double last year's rate. So, this week, if you hear this sound, safety officials and riders are hoping drivers of cars and trucks will be extra careful. Milwaukee Alderman Angel Sanchez has been a motorcycle rider for 15 years. He says one of the biggest problems he comes across is a motorist's vision thing.
They usually don't see us when we're riding, and sometimes they make some real sudden lane changes. Instead of taking their time, putting their blinker on, and looking to see if someone's in the lane or not, what they'll do is they'll just make a real sudden move. And sometimes we can be approaching them or be on their side, and then we have to react just a little bit faster than that.
Sanchez says the noise generated by his Harley-Davidson motorcycle may not be welcomed by some people, but he says on the road the so-called loud pipes can save riders' lives. Sanchez acknowledges that motorcycle riders should accept some of the responsibility for highway safety. He says a big thing is for riders to learn their route ahead of time and follow all laws. Now, the Harley-Davidson reunion is tied to several events where there will be alcohol served. Lee Lovell, the Wisconsin Motorcyclists Political Action Committee, says riders need to pay attention to how much they drink and where they do their drinking.
Motorcyclists, obviously, because of the balance issue when you're riding a motorcycle, it's important that you be as sober as possible. Use very good judgment when you're riding. Try not to drink and drive. It's best to, if you're going to party, park it, party, and stay at the site where you're partying.
Lovell says wearing a helmet has saved him from serious injury when he took a spill on his motorcycle, but he opposes a mandatory helmet law for Wisconsin. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.